Hey, this is Karina, and this is the Mood Lab podcast. I'll share with you my personal stories, learnings, and philosophies, as well as those of the people who inspire me. We'll cover topics ranging from self-intimacy, tantra, and emotional embodiment, to nutrition and movement, to business, leading a team, and so, so much more. Expect to be inspired, laugh, and learn. And because this one has to be short and sweet, let's dive right in. Hey you, and welcome to the Mood Lab. I'm so excited to have you here. I mean, this month you have truly been in for a treat. As you might know, we have always 4 episodes per month, usually, because there's usually 4 weeks per month. Somehow this month had about 5 weeks, which, I mean, it just happened to be that there's now 4 conversations and 1 solo episode. And so that's amazing. I mean, I just went with the flow. I just went with it. And so that is why today you're hearing me here solo. But yeah, for the past 4 weeks, you've been blessed with several conversations. And we had truly incredible women on here. We had beautiful conversations. I can only say how blessed I feel to have those conversations. And just, noticing and seeing how those conversations are always so nurturing and so beautiful, and how the responses to those conversations are so nurturing and so beautiful. I am just, I'm just so grateful for that. And in case you haven't listened to the past episodes, so this month, the month of March, we had on Julia Mankowski, and we talked about letting go and healing the relationship with yourself. That was the first one of the month. I also talked with Lisa Weinhold, the bear female, that's how she's called, on Instagram and YouTube. We talked about listening to your body's wisdom and embracing your emotions. And it was just such a beautiful, nourishing episode. We actually did that one in person, which is just extra special to me. And I also talked with Tasha Triana. She has an Instagram called The Nurtured Nurse, and that's also special because I actually met her when I was doing my yoga teacher training in 2019 in Nicaragua, and since then we've kind of been staying in touch here and there. So it was super special to catch up on everything with her, to talk about her life and her experiences, and mostly about manifesting your most authentic and aligned life with using things like manifestation, obviously, but also with hypnotherapy. So that was really, truly beautiful to have that conversation. And then I also, for the 4th conversation of the month, I talked with Amanda Norgaard, and that was also super special because Amanda is just such a poet with her words, and it was incredible talking to her. I loved the vibe of connecting with her, her approach to spirituality, and I could really feel her manifesting generator energy radiating through the screen while I was chatting with her, and that just felt so aligned. She's truly also one of those people, just wanting to put all her hands in different kind of honeypots, and that's exactly how I feel, so I really loved that. And our conversation was all about a punk rock approach to spiritual practice, self-intimacy, and healing. So you're in for a treat here. And and that one here is just me solo, just talking to you, chatting to you, talking about what was going on this month, what I've been up to, and also wanted to give you a little well-being update, but also an energetic update, just all the juicy things that I've been experiencing this month. And also a little bit of my Lisbon experience, because that's very much interrelated with everything I'm about to share. So, I don't know if you've been aware, but this month was truly special. Also, not only that this month had 5 weeks instead of 4 somehow, but probably there is an explanation for that and someone could tell me about that as well, but I don't really care about that. However, I do care a lot about what was going on energetically this month, because it was truly, truly special. There was truly something happening there. And if you have not heard about it yet, but I think everyone was talking about it truly, we had two major planets moving. So Saturn and Pluto moved into new signs. And this is the first time this has happened since 1996 and 1798. So 1798. So that's freaky. And 1996 is also the year that I was born, so that feels somehow extra important. I don't know why, but I just make it as something that is important to me. What I was thinking is that we've been coming into this world, a lot of us who are listening here, being mostly accustomed to live in this state of those planets having been in specific signs. And now for the first time we see those movements. So we saw the planet Saturn shifting from Aquarius into Pisces on the 7th of March. And also that was completely aligned with the Virgo full moon. And then shortly after, so actually on the 23rd of March, so that's not long ago, Pluto followed and moved into Aquarius. So that's actually going to be staying this way. So Pluto stays in Aquarius till June 11th. It'll depart for a while, but it'll go back into Aquarius for the long haul in 2024. And then it's gonna stay there till January 2044, which is insane. And I've shared this on my Instagram before, because I was asking myself, okay, what does that mean for us? And so the essence that I grasp is that we'll embark on an ongoing adventure of what is real and what's beneath the surface. I can feel us changing jobs, following our passions, putting focus on shifting collective energies, and as always, allowing ourselves to be guided by these powerful energetic shifts and allowing them to support us. That's obviously super crucial. So I read about that it's being said that this powerful movement will guide us out of our autopilot mode and carries us into a more awakened state. So we might step up for ourselves, get clear on solutions to shift away from being stuck and all those things. And I just also happen to have in my chart for this year that at the end of the year I won't recognize myself anymore. And honestly, I mean, I take it as a very positive thing, and the way I interpret it is a very positive thing. And I actually think, and that's what I've also been reading up on, I think this is going to happen for a lot of us actually. So there is a lot in the air, and this month truly has set the stone for that, truly has kicked off this shifting period, this collective shift. And I don't know if you've noticed it. I think for some of us it was quite challenging, for others it was very flowy. I feel like for myself it was both. There was this like very challenging headspace, and there was this very flowing, fluid outside. So what I experienced here in Lisbon, I can only say it's close to magic, or it is magic. It's not just close. It's like a new era started, and I never anticipated that, because the thing is, before I came here, I was thinking, okay, I'm going to Lisbon because I have some friends here who moved here. People say it's like pretty nice, they like it. Another friend of mine was part of this art program here for the month, and she was having her exhibition just last week. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna stay here, gonna experience the city. And I've been here for a day last year, and I did not like it at all. I was like, I don't get why all those people love the city so much. And then I arrived on the 2nd of March and literally fell in love with the city. And my energy was completely different towards the city. But I think, you know what? I think the city truly, it's not the most beautiful city on earth. It has its really magical, beautiful spots, but it also has a lot of not so beautiful areas, and that's something that I've noticed. But also on the other side, there is this incredible energy here, and there are incredible people here. It's almost like people of a certain kind are pulled in. And obviously, all of those things have light sides and dark sides, and there is a lot of expats here, a lot of remote workers here, and there's definitely a need for integration between Portuguese and also obviously tourists, expats, remote workers. There is definitely a need for that. There is a need for a community in that space. And still, there are really wonderful, wonderful people here. It's like the city offers a certain kind of energy that draws you in, and everyone who's drawn in has, I guess not everyone, but the people that I met, a lot of them had a very specific way of approaching life or living in general, but also they were at specific points in their life that kind of aligned with each other. And that's something that I thought was really interesting. And there is a huge openness towards collaboration, getting to know each other, building new friendships and circles and community. And that's something so beautiful and so special because honestly, I tell you what, I've really been trying to find community, but really in a communal sense of like being in a group. I've been trying to find this, especially in Hamburg, for 3 to 4 years, and I've never found it. And obviously, I was thinking a lot about this month. Okay, should I have been creating that? Was I not fostering that in that city? Or was there just no space for that? Were there not the right people to pull together? I'm not sure. I have no idea, actually. It's just a very open question. But it just never happened. And here it seems like I felt part of a family in the shortest time span. So that's been really interesting. But not even that, the people that I met with, it was just we were just starting to get into conversation. All of a sudden, it was like, especially Tantra was like a huge topic, the philosophy of Tantra. There's a lot of interest about that. A lot of people who started to get into that or who have been reading up on it, and there was a strong connection there. And for me, there was a lot of things around sound and sound healing going on. There's just something in the air, a lot of creation, creative magic, business creation, so many things. It's almost like it felt like the whole month things were just brewing, and they still are. So that's extra special. And this collaborative essence that has carried through as well. Just to share a bit with you. So there are a lot of, well, not a lot, but a couple of collaborative projects coming along, some guest teachings, a lot of that in was very present energetically. That was also part of the conversation that was ongoing. And there are some, yeah, there's, it's almost like some strings were pulled and some portals and doors were opened, and they just allow all those things to start bubbling up, to start, yeah, finding their way. And I think it's just magical and beautiful. So I'm really excited for those upcoming guest teachings. Also, I'm really excited what has been happening with the podcast as well, because I've been doing reach outs for the month of February and March, and just in March, yet again, like so many bookings came through. So actually, I mean, I haven't recorded all of them yet, so they mostly are going to be recorded in April. Most of the recordings are going to happen there. A couple already happened in the past 2 weeks, but most really do in April. And then we'll have episodes till mid to end June. So honestly, you can just like go along for the ride, because it's just going to be magical. I mean, have been conversations already that are just pure joy, pure bliss, and just fill me, fill my cup, and I know they will fill yours as well. And there are so many more upcoming who, yeah, with guests who will just be so inspiring. And I already feel that in every fiber of my being, because those humans, I've been connecting with them mostly actually over years. I've been following along their work and their journeys, and I'm just so grateful to now have those conversations with exactly those people. Because the joy of doing this podcast truly for me is right now, I can be so selective. I'm really selecting every person by hand, by thought. I'm really choosing exactly who I feel fits into, yeah, into this collective, into this line up that I've been creating here, that I've been fostering here. And yeah, it's just beautiful. So I'm really excited for that. And also something with Lisbon that I wanted to share is, just because I've been talking about this in previous episodes and in just previous recordings, and I've actually shared with you as well, I think I shared this in my last solo episode, that I have been considering to move to Mallorca, and I think my consideration just got a little bit twisted and turned, because now that I'm here in Lisbon, it is obvious that this is my era and this is my time here, and I'm surely spending more time here because there's just something there and it's really pulling me towards the city. Yeah, and I'm just really curious to explore that, to explore what is possible here, to explore those possibilities, and to just, yeah, dive in, let myself flow with it and go with it. And yeah, just really excited about that. And also, so before we dive in to more of the well-being stuff, I wanted to share with you a couple of magical things that I've been experiencing in the wellness space, in the spiritual space, when it comes to workshops, etc. So I've been doing those beautiful, beautiful sound healings. I did some at Open Hearts Lisbon, and those sessions were incredible. Hannah, I think she's called, the woman who does the sound healing, she has like the most beautiful voice, just creating pure magic with her voice, but also with the instruments that she uses. So she uses singing bowls or sound bowls, and she uses the gong, she uses this drum thing. And yeah, it's just been so magical and so beautiful to go there and to join that circle. And also at Open Hearts, I did this beautiful, beautiful tantric workshop. It was actually all about platonic intimacy, and I have never experienced something like that, a workshop in that style before, honestly, because this workshop, so I've been doing a lot of workshops with Tantra in the past year, some free offerings as well, and some offerings through this retreat that I co-hosted and things like that, and also in the classes that I did, because I'm still in training. I'm almost done now, just a couple more weeks to go. Actually have to really work on it for the next month to be then finished with all the exams for it. But yeah, it's just been an incredible journey. And this workshop that I joined about platonic intimacy, it was like a very physical workshop, and maybe that now sounds alarming. So it wasn't sexual in any way, it was completely platonic, but it was a lot about, okay, eye gazing, getting comfortable with each other, looking into the eyes, just like with total strangers. Then next step was like eye gazing, and if you felt like it, it was all about obviously boundaries and consent, so it was always your choice if you would go a step further or not. So then it was with hand holding and eye gazing at once, and the third step was eye gazing and touching each other's heart. And again, you could say like, no, I'm not gonna do that, or you could be like, okay, yeah, sure, I feel secure with the person in front of me. And we always switched around, so we always had someone new in front of us, which was really interesting. And this woman who did the course, she's called Mary, she was also really wonderful in the way that she always made us reflect every movement that we did. So, for example, after a little cake break, we sat down again for the next exercise. And then she was making us reflect upon, did you just sit down? And we're like, okay, I'm just anticipating for anyone to sit down next to me to work with me. Or did you actually wait until someone else would be seated so that you would can choose with whom to work with? Did you like check out where everyone was? Like, how was your process with choosing your next partner? Or were you completely open to everyone? And it's such a beautiful thing to reflect because obviously our human mind is so smart and we often make up stories and ideas and we already plan ahead because we are anticipating something. And we obviously also we want to be safe at all times, so we often act out of that idea of safety that we wish to create. And so we did this exercise of kind of just giving long hugs. So you would just like sit behind or in front of the other person, depending on how the other person wanted to be hugged. And one was the giver and one was the receiver. And so we would just hug for 5 minutes, which was incredible. I mean, just imagine your serotonin levels and just like your bliss cup being filled to the brink and probably almost overflowing. And so we did that, exchanged that, and then we did this like very interesting exercise where you had two partners and you were allowed to choose however you wanted to be touched. So obviously certain areas were out of the equation, as you can imagine, because this was strictly platonic, but you were able to decide, do you want to be massaged on your back or wanted a head massage, or did you want to have like a hand on your belly and on your chest? Or in your heart, more or less. And did you want to have someone massage your legs or feet or whatever? And obviously, again, here, also the giver was able to say, I'm not doing this, this doesn't feel right. So you were always encouraged to set up your boundaries and decide for yourself what you were comfortable with. And also, as a receiver, obviously, as well. And we learned a lot around actually asking for what you want and asking for that hug, asking for that act of kindness, asking for a boundary to be set in place. So that is so freaking important. And I think so this is like a huge takeaway that I took away from this workshop that I did, and it's something that I definitely want to incorporate in my personal work and obviously also in my personal life, because I think it is just, yeah, just incredible. I actually had this situation as well yesterday where I was hanging out with a friend, and you know, previously when I was hanging around guy friends, I would always have that thought in my mind, okay, what if this person would not only like me as a friend, but would actually like me more than that? And that kind of scared me, that thought, because I was like, okay, how am I drawing my boundary here? And it was like almost this fear that was creeping up. And this is definitely a childhood story that is really deeply embedded. And I was very aware of that before, and I was aware of that yesterday. And then I was really thinking about this workshop, and I was thinking, hey, why not just like throw it out there that I'm really missing a hug right now and that I would really like to be hugged? And I mean, I'm not stating that this is anything that's not platonic, right? So I just allow myself to be embraced, and it's just beautiful because as a woman, you just, and I mean as a man as well, but mostly, I mean just also as a woman, it is just so important because we just want to feel held. We just want to be able to drop into our softness. And so it's just magic when we can ask for that. And I also just this month, and probably also previous to that, I'm not really sure when that started to happen, but it's just something that I've realized. So this one friend of mine, and she's just such a special person, she was just reflecting to me as well, and this just fits into everything that I was saying just now. She reflected back to me that she feels like our bond has become so special that we are just really so close and truly can rely on each other, but also just are there's just such a bond. It's like it's almost like a physical bond, but it's strictly platonic as well. And it's just it's the way that she described it to me, I was like, yeah, I feel that too. It's like I can really just be myself around her. I can drop into my own being. I can be vulnerable around her. I can also just be that random girl coming up and asking for a hug, you know? I can just be like, oh, I feel like hugging right now. Can we just hug? And you know, it's just, yeah, or just lean on someone's shoulder, and that can be your best friend. It can be between sisters. It can be obviously between men and women, and it's just something so beautiful to allow ourselves. Because you know, when you read up on it and on the internet, it says like you need about 5 hugs a day to really be happy and healthy. And if I think about it, in my life, I've rarely gotten 5 hugs a day. I mean, yes, when I'm on retreats, yes, when I'm immersed in some sort of trainings, but rarely, really, while I'm just out and about and living my everyday life. And so it's something so special to invite that in, to call that in, and it's something that really fills up our cups. And yeah, just wanted to share that because it's been such a beautiful experience and just gives you that sense of not being on your own, not being alone. And that is something that I just want to foster and nurture in my life. It's truly something that is so important to me. And on the last note of things that I've experienced with workshops, okay, no, there are two more. So I also been to a sound healing with Carla. You'll get to know her in the upcoming episode, actually. So it'll be the first episode of April that you will be experiencing her beautiful voice while we were having a conversation in her apartment here in Lisbon. And she did this wonderful, wonderful sound healing. It was actually her first one in Lisbon, so she's been doing some in Berlin and Amsterdam and probably some other places. But so this one was the first in Lisbon, and I actually took with me some of my Lisbon people, so a little crew, and we were just lying there enjoying ourselves so much. And it was just so incredible because there are a lot of decisions that I made recently. A lot of things are in the works, a lot of things are coming through, some things that I'm still like really truly in the midst of and working through. But there's a lot of movement going on, a lot of changes going on, and a lot of things that can be really scary. But the thing is, since I did this session, and especially during that session, it felt like the sound just vibrated through my whole body, and just like the fear had no space anymore and just left. And this deep trust got instilled, and it was so magical. Carla used her crystal bowls, so these are like extra special singing bowls, and she also used her voice to guide us, and she also used her voice to sing and even penetrate us deeper with the sound. And truly, it just like went into my body, and it just like cleared out any fear that was left towards the decisions that I made previously. And that is something so special. I don't even know how to else describe it, because it just made me incredibly grateful and happy about having this experience here, and just brought in so much joy and so much trust. And something, so I think this is actually the word that has been, or the two words that have been just emerging out of the month of March. And those two words are trust and surrender. And these were the words that were so present in all of the sound healing sessions that I did this month. And I just want to carry them forward. And I know it's not always going to be like that, because who am I kidding? Like, life is an up and down, and it's a full-on emotional journey. And also the past couple of days, so when I'm recording this, have been quite emotional, and I could feel it on a nervous system and physical level. So I've been doing a lot of self-care. I've been actually listening to a sound healing recording by Carla as well. So that's really beautiful. And I listened to that lying on a sofa, really trying to calm my no nervous system again because I can feel how my nervous system has been, just getting my digestion out of whack again. And I just wanted to obviously, find that center again. And I'm still on it, but it's something that is very normal. And I had so many beautiful conversations recently about the fact that. So the thing is that obviously we are, especially when we get in touch with ourselves and when we become more authentically rooted in ourselves, we just happen to feel more emotions, feel the whole rainbow of emotions. And that's totally beautiful. And it's actually so beautiful to allow for that, to allow those emotions to be there and to not wanting to wish any of those emotions away, because that makes life so full and rich in my point of view. And just what I wanted to touch upon lastly, and I think this is the last thing that I'm going to share, is some of the things that have been really healing to me in the past couple of weeks on a physical level. So one part is Pilates, and I'm strongly still, I mean, you know about that if you've been listening for a while. Pilates just has been my point of movement, and it just has been so kind to my body, and it is so kind to my body, and it's just the way that I like to move. It's good to my nervous system. It helps me to regulate. It helps me to feel lean, fit, and strong. And it's just very gentle. So I really enjoy that, adore that. And it's truly the only movement that I'm doing nowadays. And of course, walking. But just recommending that from my heart. So I would just encourage you to try it out and see for yourself how it feels with you. Obviously, everybody's so different, but. And every body is so different, but just try it. I can only highly recommend it. It's just so beautiful. And then in terms of other body practices or wellness treatments in a way, I started to go to Lymph Drainage. I think I've been around 4 times now, and in about a month, and it has been amazing. Really, I could literally see my body clearing out those toxins, and just my lymph obviously being moved, my health being elevated, my body feeling good, me feeling good in my body. So it truly has such a beautiful effect, and it is just such a beautiful thing to do. Just to stay healthy and feel good within. And so highly recommend that as well. And I think there is an episode, it's the one with Melina, I think it's a couple weeks back. And in that one we actually talked a lot about lymph drainage. So if you're interested, just head to that one. I'm just checking on the side. It's the one called Living a Radiant Life and Co-creating with the Cosmos with Melina Plockstedt. And it's been on the, I think, 2nd of January. So you have to go a bit back. It's number 105. But yeah, highly recommended. It's been a beautiful episode and was highly loved by you as well. So by all the listeners. So maybe you've already listened and know about it. And the very last thing that I did for my health and well-being, and that was, just something that also, again, majorly helped me to feel grounded and well and good within, good in my body. And obviously that's always the food part. And I just, was able to eat so healthily here, having a lot of chia puddings. It's just been my jam with fruits and having vegetables out of the oven for dinner, mostly sweet potatoes, zucchini. I also had some broccoli here and there, and also some pumpkin here and there. And so the major jam about this vegetable dinner was putting tons of tahini on top of the roasted vegetables and then sprinkling linseeds. So linseeds made into some sort of meal, so like grounded linseeds. sprinkling them on top of everything with a little bit of salt, and that's just such a pleasure meal. It's so good. Can I only highly recommend it, and it made my body and still makes me feel so good, so nourished. And yeah, so highly recommend that. I think for me, this season and just now for the spring, it seems to be all about those healthy fats and those healthy vegetables and those healthy fruits. And that's just about it. And then obviously eating out here and there and enjoying the pleasure of community and conversation with that. So yeah, just wanted to share that because yeah, I always love to get inspired about those things as well from others. So I'm just sharing because I think can be inspirational. But you do you, of course. And yeah, that's all. That's all for today's episode. You'll hear from me again in conversation in the next week. Obviously, this is actually when you're listening to this. This is my last day in Lisbon. So when the episode gets out, so on this Thursday, the 30th of March. So I'm going to fly out on the 31st back to Hamburg. And a lot of things are about to happen. A lot of things have to be just organized. I think it's not going to be the easiest task, but you'll hear more about that in the very near future. And I'll be back here in Lisbon for sure. But the summer holds a couple of other surprises. So yeah, I'm going to take you on that journey. And for now, for today, I'm just sending you the biggest hug because obviously, yeah, we talked about hugs and I love to send a virtual one or one through my voice, and hope you're doing well. I would love for you, obviously, if you're still hanging on, to rate and review the podcast because, as you know, it means so much and it would help also so much. You could just go on Spotify or Apple Podcast, leave some stars, write a review on Apple Podcast. It really takes you just about no time and it just changes everything. So, because that's the way that people discover the podcast and know that it's worth listening to. So it truly means the world. Okay. Like I said, big hug and talking to you next week.